You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Kimberly Adams in for Lizzie O'Leary. March 5th was supposed to be the official end date of DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Back in the fall, Attorney General Jeff Sessions said this.
I'm here today to announce that the program known as DACA that was effectuated under the Obama administration is being rescinded.
Two lower courts blocked this action, and this week, the Supreme Court declined to hear a Trump administration appeal of those rulings. Although it's a reprieve for the so-called Dreamers, a level of uncertainty remains. That uncertainty can make it hard to run a business. The Center for American Progress, a D.C.-based think tank, says about 5% of DACA recipients have started their own companies, and for one of them, losing DACA status could mean losing his business, threatening the 20 or so jobs he's created and the childhood dream that pushed him here.
Baseball was my first love, was America's pastime, and it was my American dream as well. I miss it pretty much every day. My name is Mustafa Gonum. I am 27 years old. What I do for work is I run an event staffing company. We work exclusively with boutique hotels in New York City, supplying staff for their private and banquet events. I originally was born in Egypt, came over to the States, New York City, when I was 7 years old, about 10 or 11 years old. My visa expired, and that's when I entered the illegal status. Played baseball, football, and track in high school, stuck with baseball all the way through college, played at the varsity level. DACA and finding out about it, we immediately drove to our lawyers to get more information and see, okay, how can we get this thing started as quickly as possible? Because at that point, I just wanted to play baseball. It was my primary reason for going to school. It helped me stay in school. After finishing my degree, it took me 6 months to find my first real job. I ended up getting fired from the job. And I went to working, catering, just because that was kind of what was available. And I said, I'm going to be the best caterer in the world. With what I have right now, I'm going to be great. Exactly 8 months later, management had taken notice to what was happening, and they were starting to have some issues with the staffing company that was servicing them at the time. So I went to management and I said, you know, rather than you bringing in a new company to come in here and service the hotel, would you give me the opportunity to start my own business? And before I can finish that sentence, management said, absolutely. My company was created on August 30th of 2016. You think it's cool to run a business, but then you actually get into the logistics of it, hiring, maintaining people, and to run that operation as a one-man show is no easy task. DACA recipients are everyday Americans. The only way we're different is, like President Obama said, is on paper. After the program was rescinded, I was put in a position where I had to say something. We employ, depending on our season, anywhere from 20 to 30 people. And I explained to them what the situation was. And to my surprise, a lot of them kind of walked away with like a shock. I don't think they even knew what DACA was. So just explaining to them the program, and now that the program is canceled, what it could mean. Literally everything that you've ever built can be taken away. It even comes down to the point where I'm considering how much money I leave in the bank. I mean, fortunately, I haven't been put in a position where I needed any sort of business loan outside of maybe some small credit cards that we've always made sure to pay back. And yeah, there's fear, but I've grew up with fear. At this point, the best thing for myself, my family, the company, is just to make sure I keep showing up. There's a workforce here in DACA recipients alone, some who work in Microsoft, some who work in Google and major corporations. We may be even teaching your children. We may be preparing your medicine. We may be driving you from one destination to the other. We are literally everywhere. Financially, when you talk about 800,000 to over a million people who are DACA recipients, the taxes that we're paying, the taxes that are automatically getting deducted from our pay, where is this money going to be replaced? That's when everyday Americans or citizens start to really say, wait a minute, this DACA thing does affect me. Like, this is a lot closer than I think. Probably last week, and I was listening to a song by Luther Vandross, and it said, a house is not a home. And I think for me, I have a tough time defining what is my home, because it's not Egypt. I can't go back to the country that I can't even read the street signs and know how to get around in. And I can't call America my home because I'm not necessarily wanted here.
That was Mustafa Gonim, owner of The Dream Supply, based in Queens, New York. That piece was produced by Peter Balanon Rosen. And you can read more about DACA business owners on our website. Go to marketplace.org.